This is Rod Peterson on demand. No.
And I think they will go to 24 teams because it's been so great. And they need some good news. They need more teams in the playoffs. It's been 16 since the 80s. Whoever came up with that analysis that home ice would need. Teams were mad that the bubbles were going to be Toronto and Edmonton because the Leafs and Oilers might get an advantage. Doesn't mean a thing.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is, and we're live coast to coast like butter and toast. Welcome, everybody, to a Flame Tech Football Friday. Here we are, RP and Dupes out here. These fellas back here in the dog pound. Woo-hoo. Producer Clark, Rocco, and I haven't seen Jordan yet today. Director Jordan, have we seen him?
We've seen him. I've seen the whites of his eyes.
It's Director Bryn's birthday today, too, by the way. Those Facebook notifications are lovely.
It's life-saving.
So you know who it is. Oh, yeah, exactly. It is a Flame Tech Football Friday, and I'm excited to chat football today. We've got a lot of hockey stuff on the hopper, too. I apologize. I'm way behind. Look, I haven't even opened up my book here because I was on the phone all morning. Came in here, barely had a chance to chat with you guys. I do have bad news off the hop here, however. John Frenzy won't be with us. John Frenzy's appearances for Wheat and Kia aren't going to happen. He's feeling under the weather today. So the Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster is on the injured reserve list for at least this week.
All right.
So we'll muddle through. I don't know. I wanted to let you know first thing this morning. So
yeah, we'll be okay.
You could make an adjustment.
I'm prepared.
Okay. So Frenzy is off the guest list, but on is Tory Gurley. I believe the best NFL insider out there. Not insider, analyst.
Analyst.
He's not breaking news, but he's covering what's going on with the teams better than anybody on television. Network television. Tory Gurley will be with us with Tory's tips for Wheat and Kia. He, the former Browns and Packers wide receiver, and Toronto Argonaut as well. Mike Lonsborough will be with us. Calgary viewers will be picking up with that. Lonsborough's got a lot of hot takes when it comes to all these things we're going to be talking about today.
Oh, yeah.
Football, the CFL. He's the former voice of the Calgary Stampeders. And as I have said, he and Mike Toth were Jay and Dan before there was a Jay and Dan. When I lived in Calgary, they were it.
They were it.
So one half of them, Mike Lonsborough, will be with us. And I'm excited that Jimmy Schimmel will be by here, too. And you'll be seeing that shortly. Okay, let's go with the quick six show topics, guys. They're not entirely football. They're not entirely football, so just hang on. Number one, of course, last night, Thursday Night Football. The Eagles come back to beat the Giants 22-21 at the Link. And I'll say this. The matchups have been gross on Thursday. The games have not been. It was a good game last night.
Yeah, the little bit that I caught of it, it turned into something. I mean, it wasn't the prettiest. There was not the two greatest teams to put in prime time. But, hey, they were okay, except for that Daniel Jones should have been like an 85-yard touchdown run. And he just stumbled over his own 2 feet. But, hey, he'd never had that much open space in his entire life.
He was as shocked as anybody.
Yes.
I won't repeat. Ken Reed had a very funny line on Sportsnet Connected about that last night. Good job, Ken. I won't repeat it here. But on John Frenzy, everybody's wishing well wishes to John Frenzy, the Hall of Fame Rough Rider broadcaster at age 83. Front page news, by the way, featured in the Leader Post, the Insert QC magazine this week. John Frenzy. Jamie Anstey in Halifax is watching, and he says, like they say in the NHL, Frenzy is unfit to play today. How about this? We've moved Lynch to the pup list, physically unable to perform.
That would be accurate. That would be accurate.
Lynch is on the pup list for just this week, hopefully. 2.2, week 7 games. Dallas at Washington's the one I'll be watching you. Pittsburgh at Tennessee, obviously. And, well, I've got a thought on that. But those are our teams.
I like how you just roll in here trolling me today. With the shirt on. Just a subtle troll job. It's good.
Well, like I say, it is a football Friday, and the reason I knew that you wouldn't like this, but yesterday I rolled over to Moose Jaw, and I had just such a great day. I really did. I went to the Ultimate Fan Zone, one of our new sponsors, an hour before our scheduled lunch date for him to give me the rundown of his store over there. Remember when Jersey City was the thing?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. Jersey City got nothing. They got nothing. I've gone in there several times to get gear, and they don't have what I want. So I go over to Ultimate Fan Zone. Now, They have a problem getting Cowboys merchandise, and that's because of Jarrah. Any other thing, you're fine. So I'm sitting there trying to talk to Billy at the Ultimate Fan Zone in Moose Jaw. I'm picking things off the wall. This Steelers pullover, I got a Vegas Golden Knights bunny hug. I've got a Dallas Cowboys hat. His door was a revolving door. Ding, ding, people going, Moose Jaw, okay? 1 o'clock on a Thursday.
Wow.
And there's not enough staff to keep up. They were buying. One guy came in and bought an Edmonton Eskimos hat. He wanted one because he saw it as a collector's item.
Yep.
Next guy came in. He goes, I need an Eagles something. Hat, toque, whatever. Billy's like, I got it all. Like, he's got everything over at Ultimate Fan Zone. So I picked up the Steelers gear. And here's the CFL angle on the game. First thing I saw when I looked at that, Chase Claypool. Now, yeah. They're playing your team, of course, the Titans this weekend. This is not good for the CFL. Not that we can't see it developing in front of our eyes. That's why it was, a really, really bad decision not to play for the Canadian Football League, simply just from a visibility standpoint. Again, maybe people would be watching the BC Lions play, and maybe they would buy a BC Lions jersey. If you don't think out of sight, out of mind is a thing, then you don't know what you're talking. You don't understand PR, marketing, advertising. You just don't. So I see this Steelers thing. First thing I think of is Chase Claypool, and I'm buying it. And how many Canadians are going to be watching the Steelers and Titans on Sunday because of what Chase Claypool's doing?
So many. So many. And even I, you know, have to appreciate it too. I mean, I love what he's been doing, and now I'm seeing him in all other sorts of media. You know, we have the streaming package for DAZN, the rights holder for streaming. Yep. And there's a whole package, there's a whole playlist on DAZN with different NFL features. And there's you know, it's an inside rookies thing, and Chase Claypool's on there now. And there's other players, and every time they go to commercial break, there's training camp features and interviews and behind the scenes access to players. That's just on DAZN. ESPN, Fox, CBS, NBC, they're all doing that at scale for everybody in the league and all their digital platforms, their social platforms. It is wild. Every player is getting coverage, and thus the leagues are getting coverage.
My good friend Peanut Butter Pete Saragella watching. He says, love the gear. Two types of people in this world, Steeler fans and those who want to be Steeler fans. All right, Peanut Butter Pete. I did think of him. He was actually the first guy I thought of before Chase Claypool, but I didn't know if Peanut Butter Pete would be watching today.
I thought he was wearing the Broncos gear.
But by the way, who, Peanut Butter Pete?
Yeah.
That's just because Denver was in town.
I see.
Because we were at a Denver game. But it's not about the eyeballs. I'm talking about the merchandise sales. That's what it is. Forget about the fact that NFL's playing, the CFL's not. I'm talking about going into a merchandise swag store. What am I going to buy? Top of minds, the Steelers and Chase Claypool, the CFL, and Billy's pushing the CFL. It's in the front storefront window there. He's trying to sell it, but I'm saying the CFL not playing this year. I don't care about the business owners in the CFL, dollars and cents of that. I'm just talking from a PR, advertising, marketing standpoint.
Yeah.
It was a terrible decision. Well, moving on to point three. I'm going to tell you, this is groundbreaking news that I broke yesterday in the hockey world. I knew it was going to be big when I tweeted that I'm hearing that Western Hockey League players are going to be allowed to play in the SJHL up until December 20th. You may not think it's a big deal, but consider this. After my lunch at the Mad Greek with Billy from the Ultimate Fan Zone, I rolled over to the Rempel Temple, the home of the Moose Jaw Warriors, and I'm sitting with Alan Miller, the general manager, doing an interview for my Dub Network column that I write for the blog that covers the Western Hockey League, and I'm getting text messages saying, hey, I'm hearing that the Dub players are allowed to play in the SJ. I'm sitting across the desk from the general manager of the Moose Jaw Warriors, who just happens to also be the general manager of Canada at the World Juniors. He goes, oh, yeah, came down yesterday. To say all hell's broken loose would be a understatement. And I know it's Flame Tech Football Friday. We'll get to that the rest of the show. This is big news, very big news now. And I guess we can get to our thoughts on that and get the viewers' thoughts. It's our poll question, by the way. Should WHL players, what did I say? Should Junior A leagues allow Western Hockey League players on their teams? I haven't looked. I tweeted it, and then I haven't looked at the poll question. I can just imagine. Look at that. The majority saying yes on Facebook.
61%.
Well, I say yes. What would you vote?
I'd vote yes as well. They're allowed anyway. You know, when a player gets cut from junior, from major junior, they can go down and play junior A. And then, you know, if they want to get brought back up, they can get brought back up. That's the way it is. So why wouldn't you have that for any player that gets dropped or can't play right now? If there's no Western Hockey League, they can go play junior A hockey.
Yes, but what they're saying is the teams have been skating since the first week of September, practicing, and now you're going to bring in dub players, maybe 4 to 5 per team, some less. None will be more than that. It's not fair to those players that have been skating for 6 weeks with the teams. For sure it's not. But I said to Alan Miller, who does this benefit? And he said, the players, which is kind of nice to have somebody looking out for the players. But it's not all players.
No, some of the players.
So when I realized, not that I didn't know this was going to be big news, but I had an NHL scout this morning private message me on Facebook and say, who's going? Just 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds? I'm like, no, the stars. Damon Hunt, for instance, who was drafted by, was it Florida, you guys told me yesterday? Best defenseman on the Moose Jaw Warriors, talking about going to join Verdun of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League, which incidentally, they've been doing this for weeks. So by the way, it's going to happen, guys. Get on board. It's whether you can't stop it now, but that's what I love and hate about sports. You learn some harsh lessons in life, and in the case of junior hockey players, pretty early on. Better is better. And if you're the Yorkton Terriers and you have a chance to welcome Saskatoon Blades goalie Nolan Meyer, who is a Yorkton kid, I think you're going to take him, absolutely, even if it's only until December 20th.
Absolutely. And the only thing I would say for the junior A leagues is maybe, you know, that they would visit and maybe they're doing this and have done this, but just expand the rosters. Expand the rosters a little bit so that a player who's going to get to play in January and going to need to play isn't stuck.
Well,
not playing anywhere, can still practice with the team and all that kind of stuff.
That is what they're doing. But the point is they've been practicing for 6 weeks. That's all. You can expand the rosters all you want. Only 20 can play.
Yeah.
Get on the game sheet. And that's where they say it's unfortunate. Peanut Butter Pete says Cole Fonstead's dressing for Estevan in Weyburn tonight as a 20-year-old. And here we go. Ding, 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 ding. Off like a slot machine. Dan Ukrainitz, good friend of ours, right?
Oh, yeah.
Says Caden Korzak and Adam Beckman can go from Yorkton and Nipawin straight to the World Juniors. Korzak is a Vegas Golden Knights prospect. You don't think those NHL teams didn't perk up when they saw their prospects are going to be playing in Junior A?
You don't think this is a big deal for the Junior A teams, the communities and the franchises to build some clout? And, you know, now all of a sudden you can look at these teams and say, look at the NHL alumni that have come through the Yorkton Terriers and the Nipawin Hawks. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's only a few preseason games. You've got the jersey. Hang it in the lobby.
No doubt. Cale Makar, look at what the, where did he play? Okotoks? No, Brooks.
Brooks.
Brooks, Brooks Bandits. We're trumpeting Cale Makar, the first Brooks Bandit alum to win the NHL Norris Trophy for a defenseman of the year. But he played a whole season there. So it's groundbreaking news in hockey.
What's big?
Don McNeil in Central Ontario is watching. He says increased rosters equals increased costs. Or am I wrong? In this case, yes, because the parents are basically footing the bill for their kids, right? It's not, the teams aren't paying for it.
No.
Oh, I could go on. Look, I'll just say this. I knew when I tweeted it, it would be huge news, and it has been groundbreaking news in the world of hockey. And we weren't going to talk about this probably for the rest of the day. I wanted to get it out of the way in the warm-up here. Point four, World Series, Game 3 tonight. Wondering, will you be watching? The series is 1-1. Be honest.
TBD.
Okay. I'm probably going to try to go to a movie.
Yeah.
With my wife and a local political candidate who's a good friend of mine. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. But that's just me. Point five is the next BC Lions GM. We could spend some time on this today. If you read my column last weekend, I said it would be G. Roy Simon. But Farhan came out yesterday, said the same thing, that he expects that it'll be G. Roy Simon, but he also brought up the name Chris Jones, which I wouldn't necessarily rule out. But going back to all of the problems the CFL has right now, they got 99 plus one. I'm not sure I'd be coming to the CFL right now if I'm Chris Jones or anybody, frankly.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd be rushing to do that either. I guess it all depends on, you know, Only Chris Jones is inside the head of Chris Jones to know if he's comfortable and happy and feels in his heart like he's on the right track, you know, in Cleveland. But, yeah, I don't know if I'd be rushing back to take that position.
They're going to hire G. Roy Simon, which I wrote last week. I talked to Wally about when he hired Ed Hervey as general manager. He agonized over Ed or G. Roy, because he knew G. Roy is GM material. But was he ready at that time? You got Ed Hervey here, available, Grey Cup winning GM, young guy. And he went with Ed. And I talked to Ed at those wonderful CFL meetings in Banff when you were actually allowed to talk to these guys.
Right.
And I said, Ed, I'm just going to say... And I knew he would appreciate this because he's an honest guy like me. People say it looks really awkward that Wally is the president. He hired you to be the GM, but Wally's the head coach. Just doesn't look right. Does he answer to you or do you answer to him? He goes, of course, it is awkward. Yeah, I can see why people are saying that. But we thought this is the best way to go about it. He explained it all. But that was Wally's decision. Now it's not. It's Rick Lawless's. So we can talk about that a little later on. The comment, can we put it up from Trent in Norway, by the way, where it is 6:16 p.m. in Norway? Trent says, the Eagles may have the best chance to win the NFC East. I think Game 3 of the World Series will be a slugfest. No idea who's best on the mound tonight, as it's anybody's game. Is John Lynch ready for the next CFL sim? Have a good weekend, everyone. I don't know. Frenzy, we're going day by day. As my bracelet says, one day at a time with John Frenzy, who's on injured reserve here today. But it's not like you need to send thoughts and prayers. He'll be fine. He just wasn't quite feeling up to coming in today. Hey, Scott Nichols. He says, tuning in a bit late from Saskatoon. G'day, Scott. Boy, have you missed a lot. And the tough part, you can't go and rewind. You got to wait until the show's over to do that. Unless you're watching on Game Plus television across North America, which you can. How are we doing for time here, Clark? What's up? Okay. We're going to break and come back with Tory Gurley. You and I have not yet thought about anything yet today.
No, but we will. There's lots of
Have you
of
thought
show
about
left.
Anything?
I could dig into a few things.
Okay, because when we do, it's the face-off brought to you by our good friends at Ultimate Fan Zone and the Mad Greek over in Moose Jaw. And I know Billy's watching right now. I'll just say what. He says I got about a minute and a half. I'm in there. Billy's giving me the tour of the place. He's telling me all about his business. And a salesman from another media outlet came in and saw Billy and I together. And he was like, oh, you're on Rod's show? Billy's like, yep. Watch it every day.
That's funny.
It was good.
That's awesome.
It was just, you could see the deflation in the guy's face. Oh, Rod's got you.
When we finally do it, though. It'll be better than the debate. I'll tell you that. When we go, it'll be better, okay?
Who built the cages, Joe? Who built the cages? We'll be back with our NFL insider, Tory Gurley. This has been the warm-up. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. It's a Flame Tech Football Friday. Flame Tech is your leader in combustion services, and I can't wait to have lunch tomorrow in Saskatoon with Denton from Flame Tech. Get your NFL Week 7 fantasy questions ready. Some have come in already. For Tory Gurley, our next guest, who joins us for his weekly Tory's Tips presented by Wheaton Kia. G'day, Tory. And before we get into what you got cooked up on FanDuel, Dupes has some questions about that, by the way. But your take last night on the Eagles' win over the Giants 22-21 on Thursday Night Football, bad matchup, but a good game. How did you, what were your thoughts on the way it played out?
You took the words right out of my mouth. That game was. It was sloppy at the beginning, especially watching guys miss extra points and go out there and drop first downs or even touchdowns. But the persistence of Carson Wentz and just him willing his team to a win, I mean, that was very impressive. And obviously that division in football is extremely weak. So Right now, the Eagles are number one in the NFC East. Whoever would have thought, with two wins?
Tell me about it. And a tie. But hey, Daniel Jones trips at the 20-yard line. He ran for 80 yards. Darren brought it up in the warm-up. Listen, why has it always got to be a white guy doing that? How much ribbing would he get in the locker room after? Like, it's always a white guy. He's not doing us any good.
No, he's not.
Tripping at the 20-yard line. Like, how much ribbing would he get for what happened there?
I don't think you could ever live that down. if it was me personally, I would have laid on the ground and grabbed my hamstring and just pretended like I tweaked my hamstring for a play. I literally, like, I have that much pride because that's going to be played on SportsCenter for a very, very long time. Like, every kid is going to go out there on the football field, and if they're falling, they're like, don't be like Daniel Jones. And it's just one of those situations where, you know, like the butt fumble or this Daniel Jones thing, it is truly going to follow you. And I'm pretty cool with Mark Sanchez, so I still jab at him about the butt fumble. And with Daniel Jones being from Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm quite sure that's going to be something that comes up in the conversation eventually when I see him at the training facility. Is, you know, Dag, you know, you fell on your face when you had nothing but green grass in front of you.
Grab that!
I just want to grab my hamstring.
But Jason, then he's good the next play.
Yeah, he's fine the next play. Yeah.
Or cramp. Yeah, hamstring or cramp. Either or. Like, you got to be able to improvise. You know, like, you got to be able to sing in those situations.
Jason in Red Deer writes in. He says that division is just like the CFL East. Hey, Tory, LOL, hashtag trolling. If you remember how bad the CFL East was in your time. Listen, if we can get to your Week 7 Tory's tips, because then we'll get to the questions afterwards on that from Darren and then from the viewers. So let's roll with Tory's tips for Week 7.
And this is going to be another good week. I feel extremely great about this. I love Deshaun Watson as my quarterback. This past week, they played against the Tennessee Titans. And as you saw, it was a back-and-forth game. So with them going against the Green Bay Packers, I think this would be a fantasy game for him to go out there and just a lot of fireworks, a lot of points. So I'm leaning on him. I like Derrick Henry. I just got to roll with the bell cow, man. This guy for the Tennessee Titans are playing against the Pittsburgh defense. The nice jacket you have on, but I think he's going to have a solid game. I'm also going to roll with David Johnson. You know, I am a person that you might see the multiple players on one team is because I truly expect this Houston Texans game versus the Green Bay Packers to be a high-scoring game. They're playing in Houston, Texas. They're playing in a dome. You have a perfect climate, perfect element. And I just think these teams are just going to be able to go up and down and feel on each other. So same with Brandon Cooks. He's a wide receiver. Also like Tyler Lockett. They're playing against the Arizona Cardinals. And I think that game at 425, I think that's going to be another high-scoring game between Seattle and Arizona. So I'm loving that. I got to show some love to Juju Smith-Schuster. I think this is a week where he breaks out. He's been extremely quiet for the past six weeks, and I think this would be a great game for him. On a low end, I'm going to go with the tight end named Anthony Firkser. Janu Smith has been hurt, so I think Anthony steps in for a bargainable price and makes some plays. And last but not least, Tyreek Hill. I'm calling you out, big dog. It's been a long time since you had one of those splash games, and I think it's time for you to reintroduce yourself against the Denver Broncos. And last but not least, I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. I'm loving those guys. I like Mike Tomlin. I think they're going to be fired up and be able to get after the Tennessee Titans on Sunday.
Great job. Now, I don't know that you explained yourself properly to Darren about why you're going with so many Texans against the Packers. Do you have more questions
on
that?
No, I did a pretty good job. I did have the question about Firkser over Jonnu Smith, but he had a 100-yard game yesterday. You did pretty good. You know what? He answered it all. I'm okay with that.
Good.
I'm okay with that. But the one thing I was going to ask is that Pittsburgh D, just a little bit more on that Pittsburgh D, if you've got Titans, you know, you think Derrick Henry's going to have a game and Firkser, so why the D still that they're going up against?
I still think they're going to score. I don't think it's going to look how it did last week. But, you know, if Tennessee gets down there to the goal line, I mean, Captain Obvious, give the ball to Derrick Henry. You know, you don't need to get cute and look like the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday with trying to run the ball with Carson Wentz, but bringing in Jalen Hurts to throw passes. You know, I think you can outthink yourself in the red zone. So with having someone of Derrick Henry, give him the ball and let him do his thing.
From some of our viewers, Todd Pinckney says, Buffalo Wild Wings has already made a commercial about it, about Daniel Jones tripping at the 20-yard line. Nothing in front of him and really nobody behind him either. Great speed by that guy, by the way. The DBs couldn't even catch him. I understand he had a full head of steam, but still. Hey, Jug, can you write in with your question again? It slipped off the screen. Our friend Pat had a question about running backs, but from Alan Lee, our intern, the Asian sensation. Hey, Tori, do you think the Jets' buttception is the best interception ever? You saw that in week 6. I can't remember the DB's name.
Against the Miami Dolphins, yeah, that you know, that was a great play, man. That's a concentration look and having a nice butt, I guess. You know, sometimes they you got to use everything when it comes to football, and his butt really made a play.
So from Pat, he had a fantasy question, but he's moved on to another question, a two-parter. Antonio Brown to Seattle. Is it going to be a sure thing? And B, if Dez goes to Baltimore, who will stay longer?
Well, with Antonio Brown and Seattle Seahawks is gaining a lot of steam that once he is cleared of his 8-game suspension, Pete Carroll has somewhat spoken of like having him in the locker room. And I think that'd be a great fit. The Seattle Seahawks defense is bad this year. So I think the only way you can help out a bad defense is making sure your offense is solidified by giving him more weapons. So now if you have Antonio Brown, you can depend on Russell Wilson to convert those third downs and keep that defense off the field. Because I just think right now I've been in a situation where the Seahawks have been where – my rookie year, we were 15-1 with the Green Bay Packers, and our offense was great. I'm talking about we were rolling. We cooked everyone in the NFL, but the problem we had was that our defense couldn't stop anyone. And if Aaron ever had a bad game, we couldn't depend on our defense to bail us out. So, you know, I know a lot of people are excited about the Seattle Seahawks, but just proceed with caution because this eventually that luck is going to run out where they're going to play against a team that it's not going to beat themselves, and they're just going to be able to run the football and keep that defense on the field.
Yeah, they can't play the Cowboys every week. By the way, Tori Gurley's with him. You've seen him on NFL Network, ESPN, SEC Network, and Fox Sports, and the Rod Peterson Show. A few more comments here. If the questions are rolling in now. Neil Shuchuk he's watching in White Court, Alberta. He says, I'm a Seahawks fan. Don't want the headache he'll bring in. But Neil wants to know, would you take Kyler or Russell in the Seahawks game, fantasy-wise, at quarterback?
Honestly, I think you can't go wrong with either guy. If it's fantasy, it depends on what type of fantasy league you're in. If it's your draft league and you have a choice between those two guys, then obviously I would go with Russ. But if you're playing like a daily fantasy where – you picking these guys up just on the weekend, then you got to go with a cheaper price because I'm quite sure Russ is extremely expensive on FanDuel or DraftKings. So Kyler might be the best bang for the buck when it comes to that salary cap league.
There are a lot of Vikings fans around here, Tori, and our friend Noogsy writes in and wants to know, do you believe Mike Zimmer in saying he hasn't even thought about benching Kirk Cousins? Do you believe him when he says that?
No, you can't. He has a 3-year, $99 million contract. So that's not sitting on anyone's bench. You know, you got to go out there and squeeze out every dollar you can of that contract. Because if not, man, that guy's sitting over there drinking Gatorade and preparing for Christmas.
You like Darren likes that.
I do.
Nailed the Browns last week. You said they're fool's gold. Let me throw another one at you that I saw them talking about on the NFL Network. Mike Vrabel. Is he the best coach in the National Football League?
just because you're with Bill Belichick and you did something Belichickian, no. My hat still goes off to Bill Belichick because he's the best to do it. And, you know, it's going to sound crazy, but it's not even crazy. That shirt you're wearing, that nice – a sweater you have on, a jacket, I think the Steelers get the win. I know that it's a battle between two undefeated teams coming up on Sunday, but Mike Tomlin, I'm quite sure those guys are going to be fired up to play some football, and I think this would be a great week for Pittsburgh to get a huge upset in Tennessee. So I lock that one in, man. Pittsburgh Steelers getting the win.
Well, I'll just say this. I got this yesterday at Ultimate Fan Zone, our newest sponsor in Moose Jaw. I'll take you there next time you're around, Tori, where, by the way, you can order NFL gear and not have to pay duty on it. It's a story for another time. Are you just going to sit there and take that with your Titans?
We do our talking on Sunday. What are you talking about?
He doesn't agree. This is the biggest Titans fan in Canada right here, by the way.
I know, and I love the Tennessee Titans. I think they're a great team, but last week they squeaked out of there with the win that they shouldn't have got. You know, I'm quite sure, you know, Darren, you know, like you watched the game and you saw, like, we weren't supposed to win that game. So I think with them just barely skating by, they're due for a loss, and I think it'll come on Sunday.
Well, we went up.
I think it'll be a good game.
Went up so big early, and it shouldn't have been that close. They should have rolled. But I have questions about our defense. That's where I have questions. And I know, you know, Pittsburgh's got such a great defense, but they haven't played any really good offenses, and the Titans have, you know, a great offense, but they haven't really played any great defenses yet. So it should be a fun game.
All right, good stuff. Well, Tori has realized he's got many secret sauces, but one of them is going out on a limb with his picks. So, Tori, good job. By the way, I got TV network people writing me about you, so keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. So enjoy week 7. Say hey to Kim for me and stay safe.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Tori Gurley. Tori's tips brought to you by Wheaton Kia. You can find them in North Regina at the corner of Albert and Avonhurst. Really like those catchy Kia commercials, by the way. They're era ad nauseum on TSN during the games. Or one of the networks that I watch, because I watch them all.
Yeah, they're on everywhere.
You say you're a tough guy, a really rough guy. You know that one?
Yeah.
Sports update when we come back. And here's what I want to do. It is a Flame Tech Football Friday, so I want to talk football. If you got CFL topics, discussions, we could certainly fill our time on that. But the guys were talking about Antonio Brown going to Seattle, and will it screw up their locker room? Probably will. What are we talking about, dropping one little drop of poison into a huge tank of water, what it does?
Yeah.
People are saying these WHL players going into SJHL dressing rooms will destroy locker rooms. And I don't believe that. I believe that's a different thing. And if you think that's going to destroy a locker room or dressing room, I don't think you've ever been in one. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. Hang on. It's the RP Show, Flame Tech Football Friday. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts. Subscribe there and leave us a review and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms?
Yeah, it's true.
Now back to the studio with Rod.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Rick Regan. Let's sit down in it. As Dupes would say, let's lean into it.
Lean into it.
Lean into a sports update here. Carson Wentz threw an 18-yard touchdown pass to Boston Scott with 40 seconds to go, and the Philadelphia Eagles overcame an 11-point deficit in the final 7 minutes to beat the visiting New York Giants 22-21 on Thursday Night Football. Defenseman Dmitry Kulikov won't be returning to the Winnipeg Jets. The New Jersey Devils have added experience to their defense, signing the Russian to a one-year $1.15 million deal. The NHL has canceled the 2021 Winter Classic and All-Star Weekend in Sunrise, Florida, but still hopes to start the season on or around January 1st. The Winter Classic was scheduled to be played New Year's Day outdoors at Target Field in Minneapolis between the Wild and Blues. There was hope at one point the Winter Classic could mark opening night for the 2021 NHL season. For the first time, it is 1,277 rounds on the PGA Tour as a pro. Tiger Woods made bogey or worse on 3 par 5s in a single round. That led to be 4 over 76, left him 12 shots behind leader Sebastian Munoz at the Zozo Championship, a no-cut tournament held at Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks, California, the home of Alex Singleton. And the Holiday Bowl has become the fourth college bowl game to be called off due to COVID-19. Holiday Bowl officials say the board of directors voted unanimously to cancel what would have been the 43rd straight edition of the game. It would have been the first year to match teams from the Pac-12 and the ACC. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, now booking for your company Christmas parties. We can handle all your food and fun needs. Visit ballersrecroom.com. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Where did my winter frost Red Bull go?
Did they put it
in the fridge?
Oh, yeah.
People were tweeting me photos. I could send them to you of them loving the winter frost from Red Bull.
Put some on our...
By the way...
On our Instagram story.
This is the first Red Bull that I've had in a good 15 years. I can tell you this. I wasn't tired yesterday when I went to Moose Jaw for the afternoon. I was... Nee.
I bet.
Remember Fred Flintstone when he had toothpicks in his eyes?
Yeah. Usually you need that when you're coming back from a hockey game at like 2 in the morning, right? Or
it works!
Midnight. It works. It works.
By the way, I got a notification this morning. I don't know why I deleted the USA Today app back in the day or turned off the notifications. USA Today, this has long been a go-to for me. I love it.
Yeah.
Notification comes down today. 500,000 deaths by the end of February? Current COVID-19 strategies has the U.S. headed in that direction, experts say. Can we stop with this? To me, that's just the fear-mongering. And I, however, we're not going to go down that political road because I was noting we haven't had a lot of hate mail lately, so I'm just going to, hey, I'm working, I'm okay. But the Holiday Bowl's canceled. How many bowl games did it? 4 college bowl games canceled?
Mm-hmm.
The World Juniors can figure out how to play in a bubble, but they can't play one game in a bubble after all of this. Obviously, there's maybe it's sponsorship reasons. I don't know. I just know over the Christmas holidays, it's really going to suck rocks if these bowl games are canceled.
I know.
Over what? Because we might have 500,000 deaths by the end of February. We might. The Donald said it on the debate last night. We're nowhere near what the projections are. With 220,000, and it was projected to be 2.2 million? I don't know what to say about that. I'll just shut up. Don't want to get in trouble. But it sucks. Can we all agree it sucks?
It sucks. No, I think we have to agree. I think that's one thing everybody can agree on, is that it does suck. I mean, it sucks. There's not much more to say.
Well, and I've been thinking one way for a real long time in my life. We talked the other day about brain pathways and habits and that kind of thing. And I'm sitting there across the desk from the general manager of the Moose Jaw Warriors, who moonlights as the general manager of Canada's World Junior team. And I will say this about getting a tour around Mosaic Place. All the Warrior staff were like, this is our plan for tickets. This is our plan. We haven't put our season tickets on sale. These are our options for allowing people into the building. They rolled the whole thing out for me. I could tell you if you want, but it's long. But the one thing Al Miller said to me was, it's just been tough because we're not a priority for the government. And that's where the angst and the rub comes for me. I've never been a nurse in the emergency room. I've never driven an ambulance. I've worked in sports my whole life. So to be told it's not a priority, it's hard to register in my brain. Because it's been my career.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying I'm having a tough time accepting it. Is that fair?
We only know what we know in our experiences,
yes.
Right? And what our surroundings is in our own environment. It's really hard to get yourself outside of that and try and, like they say, put yourself in somebody else's shoes. That's a really hard thing to do. It's really tough. We work in sports. We want sports back, you know, and we think we should be able to find a way to do it. And we get upset that it's not a priority. Right? To do it safely. We're not saying go back and not wear masks and everything else, but let's just find a way to get back to playing, and I'm liking that the leagues are doing that.
Joe Lazzito watching on Long Island. He says, it went off. He goes, I agree with you 100%, Rod. I am so tired of the fear-mongering. having the Western Canadian Junior Hockey Leagues going forward is a real breath of fresh air. It is. Woo-sah. It is a breath of fresh air, but it sucks for university football, junior football, and clearly the Canadian Football League, which it is a Football Friday, which we'll spend far more time on into hour two. Would you guys, so Jeff the Stampeders fan says $2.2 million was the projection if no mitigation had taken place. Cool. It's what the President of the United States said last night. I'm just quoting him. And by the way, this notification from USA Today that there's going to be a 500,000 deaths by the end of February, is that a projection too if there's no mitigation? Because there is mitigation. So it's not going to be a 500,000 deaths. Stop trying to scare us. Donald Mitchell, watching from the Middle East, says, I'm hoping that when I get back to Canada in July, that at minimum there will be no quarantine. I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't count on it.
I wouldn't.
I want to get into this thing about spoiling your dressing room in a moment. But I would say, what do they call a face-off that's not won? A scramble draw? I think Gord Miller came up with that.
A scramble draw? Yeah, okay, I can get behind that.
A scramble draw in the corner.
Yeah.
Neither he nor I won the face-off, but that's fine. I don't even know what we were facing off about, but it's brought to you by the Mad Greek. In Moose Jaw, visit the Mad Greek for the best authentic Greek cuisine available for licensed dining, takeout, or delivery. Head to themadgreekeatery.com for more information. Wonderful time over there yesterday. Johnny Atreides owns and operates at longtime Warriors Billet. And the Ultimate Fan Zone, home of the home teams, jerseys, caps, and team apparel. They are your official licensed fan store in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Built by fans for the sports fans in southern Saskatchewan. That's where I got this lovely jersey. How much time did you say, Clark? 2 minutes? I don't think it'll spoil a dressing room bringing the WHL players into the SJ dressing rooms. I don't. Especially you said expanded roster spots. I understand they can't all play. But at this point, even these young men, I don't think people understand. It is a job for them. It's a business for them. We're just there to play hockey. If I'm in the dressing room and Caden Korzak comes in, it's, hey, Caden, he's your line mate. I don't think you're looking at him as competition. I don't think it'll spoil a dressing room. I don't.
What does it do when a good player comes into your locker room and he's playing in the Western Hockey League and you're sitting there being like, I can play with this guy. I'm as good as this guy. I can score more goals than this guy. And you do. Maybe the teams to the next level are going to look at you a little bit differently. It's an opportunity to really put yourself on the ice with these other players and showcase.
We'll just pause this and continue it in the next segment. Like you just, NHL scouts are writing me today saying which players are going to the Junior A. Unfortunately, I had the answer for them, but the point is there's going to be more eyeballs on Junior A. It's actually going to help those top-line guys that are now playing with a Caden Korzak or out front of a Nolan Meyer, right? Or partnered with a Drew Englott. We'll continue this when we come back. And it will be a viewer takeover segment. Dial us up now on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777, 840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. And I don't know. Well, I do know where we're going to go with this. It is a Flame Tech Football Friday, but there frankly really is nothing to talk about in the Canadian Football League. I said in the warm-up, let's get some CFL discussion going. Let's get some questions, comments. We could talk about it all day. Crickets. They all want to talk about the major story that I broke yesterday, that Western Hockey League players are being allowed on Junior A teams until December the 20th. And there's a lot of questions and comments coming in on that. I'll go to the text line now. And while I do that, can you guys load up the comment from Jason in Red Deer regarding his nephew's AAA team? I'll just say this. Brady in Saskatoon, Texas, Prairie Mobile text line, says, I'll answer this as a Seahawks fan. I'd be happy to have AB.
If anyone can control and contain his type of character, it would be Russ and Pete.
That's what they said about Bill and Tom.
Russ trains. Russell trains with AB and his friends with him. AB is still a generational talent and quite possibly one of the best wide receivers in NFL history. Stop it. Stop. Mike Tomlin couldn't contain him. John Gruden couldn't contain him. What makes you think Pete Carroll's going to be containing him? He can't even wear his mask right. I don't know if they'll sign him. I wouldn't.
The only thing I wouldn't. The only reason I would is because the defense has been playing so badly that you need to put every point on the board you possibly can. Because you just need to out. They're in a shootout every week. You need to outscore your competition. That's the only reason.
Harsh comment alert from Jason in Red Deer. My nephew's AAA team has the opposite issue. They cut players in tryouts and still don't have a full team. How do you cut players when you have empty spots? Isn't any warm body better than nobody? No. Should I, or do you want to take that? It's literally a question of a case of this. We'd rather skate with 10 guys than have you on our team. So, thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
Unfortunately, at that level, AAA, you're not good enough. And you'd rather go with a shortened bench and play somebody who might be a little tired who can compete at that level, unfortunately. Not saying it's just, I don't know if it's your nephew that got cut, but and I'm not trying to call anybody out, but that's just the case. At that level, you can do that. If it's minor hockey and just regular house hockey that everybody shows up to play, yeah, you don't cut people in that and have too short
a roster. You're not good enough to play AAA, and these coaches know.
Yes.
It's Canada. They know. Bill in Assiniboia writes in and says, thank God it's Friday. I'm in. Better late than never. Podcasts are great. Thank you, Bill. You can listen at rodpeterson.com to the podcast, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, CastBox. I don't even know what it's all Chinese to me. I don't understand the language, but people are listening.
You got a podcast app on your phone, and I'd say go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review, because we're due to read some more reviews in the next week or two. So we got to fill up those reviews so we can read some more on the air.
Yes, scathing reviews. I always get in arguments with my restaurant owner buddies. They get a bad review on Facebook. Their world's coming to end. I'm like, who cares? They're talking about you. I wouldn't not go to a hotel or a restaurant because some dingleberry wrote on Facebook that the bathroom wasn't clean. I'm sorry. It's a Holiday Inn. They've got standards. Anyways, you should have seen his face. I wouldn't. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, how about the Stampeders' two-game losing streak? That's as rare as Halley's Comet sightings. He's talking about the CFL sim, of course. Stamps are tanking at the wrong time, Jeff. Our esports gaming league for the Canadian Football League, which incidentally, if you got some time today, and let's be honest, you do, go to the Twitter account at CFL sim. All the most outstanding player nominees have been announced. Did you see that today?
Mm-hmm.
From our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowicz. Here are the Saskatchewan Rough Rider most outstanding players. For the team MVP, Cody Fajardo. He's, a lock to win it for the league. Most outstanding Canadian, Braden Lenius. He had a wonderful sophomore season with the Green and White this year. Brett Lowther won Most Outstanding Special Teams Player, and his dad, Troy, liked the tweet. How's the NFL not scouting our CFL sim?
Should be.
They'd be signing him if they were watching it.
It should be.
Most Outstanding Defensive Player, Nick Marshall. By the way, for the Calgary Stampeders, as I call it up on my phone, Most Outstanding Player, Bo Levi Mitchell. Most Outstanding Canadian, Michael Klukas had a great 2020 sim season. Most Outstanding Special Teams Player, Rennie Paradis. And a Most Outstanding Defensive Player, Cordero Law. There's been no kick return touchdowns, so we can't go with returners. Next hour, Mike Lonsborough, former voice of the Stampeders, and a big football discussion. Folks, thanks for joining us. We'll see you on Facebook Live. For the rest, see you Monday on Game Plus. And I said, fire truck!
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.